You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Radio for the people. For the people.
Happy Saturday evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Hey, Rocker, we're going to talk about the Waukesha Rotary Blues Fest happening, brother.
We are, Jimmy. Waukesha Rotary Blues Fest is coming up on Friday and Saturday, August 12th and 13th at the Nagawiki Park in Delafield. And WaukeshaBluesFest.com is the website. It's 2 days, tons of blues bands. And on the phone right now, we have the event coordinator from the Waukesha Rotary Blues Fest, Bob Mitnacht, on the phone right now. Bob, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks so much. Good to be with you guys today.
What was the name of the park?
It's Nagawiki. So it's part of, the name comes from part of Nagawiki Lake, or Nagawiki, and then the Waki, I think, comes from Pewaukee, you know, in the area. So kind of a kind of a hyphenated name, but Nagawiki, and it's right off I-94 and Highway 83, wow, just north of 94. So easy to get to from either direction, Waki, Madison, anywhere you're coming from.
I never heard that park before, but it has a true Wisconsin name to it.
Yes, very much so, yeah. It's a beautiful park, all kinds of trees and beautiful countryside park, so it's great.
And what year did this festival start? What year are we in now?
We started in 1997. But, I'm sorry, 2007, we're in our 15th year. So, obviously we missed 2020 like everybody did, but, this is the 15th year. So, we've been doing it for a while. I think we got it kind of figured out.
And, you know, who started, tell us about the origination of the Waukesha Rotary Blues Fest. How did you get involved and how did it start? And tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. It was kind of an offshoot of something that the Waukesha Rotary Club had been doing. They were doing I think it was called Riverfest in Waukesha at the time, and they wanted to do something a little more focused, you know, on a special genre of music. And I knew some of the guys in the club, and we talked about it. And with some of my background, they felt that I might be a good candidate to take it on and take it in this blues direction, which I had suggested to him, and it's really worked out well. We've got a real long-term audience that seems to come back every year, and they really enjoy it. And the park is beautiful. It's just a great location out there in the countryside, and there's some hotels real near there for people who want to stay overnight, and so it just turned out to be a great thing, and it's really grown over the years.
Now, I see you have a great mix of music and definitely a lot of local bands. Yeah. I see Johnny T-Bird and the MPs. The Sidewinders, I just caught them a couple of weeks ago. They're a really good band out of Milwaukee. Let's see. And Mel Ford, he's going to be with the Bird Dog Blues Band. And, of course, Stephen Hull Experience and Altered 5 just played at Woodfest. You have some really amazing bands. What are some highlights that you're going to see, Bob?
I think they're all really great, and we really try to focus a lot on the local groups. On Friday we kick it off actually with one of the bands that are part of the Rockhansen Garage Band program. That's something that's for high school kids, and then this is one of the finalists that we have in there. Opening things up, they're called Geology Club.
Yes.
From Waukesha West High School, and very good band. And we really like supporting youth who are getting into music and continuing the tradition many of us have been involved with for years. So that's a good thing.
Shout out to
Johnny.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna go on from there. But go right ahead.
I was just gonna say shout out to Dennis Graham and of Rockhansen. You also have some headliners too. It looks like Duke Robillard Band is coming in, and it's
Duke Robillard.
Robillard, and also Susan Sue Foley too.
Yeah. We first time I was on your show a few months back, we had just announced the headliners, Duke Robillard Band, on Friday night. And he's been around for a long time. He founded the band Roomful of Blues and went on to play with Robert Gordon for a while, the legendary blues band. And he's even filled in for Jimmy Vaughn and the Fabulous Thunderbirds for a while. But he's really a name all to himself with many Grammy nominations and Handy and Blues Music Awards over the years, and he's a classic, and he'll be bringing a really nice band in with him, so that should be great on Friday night, headlining at the end of the evening. And as you mentioned, Sue Foley, who is originally from Canada,
Ontario, right? I believe, yeah.
Yep, Ottawa. I think she was born in Ottawa, but you know, up that way. And Mark Hummel Group is where she started in Canada, but then she moved down to Austin and got affiliated with Clifford Antone from Antone's club down in Austin. And he kind of, I think, shepherded her through and got her going, got her first album out back in 1992. And she's been doing it ever since and has won a whole bunch of awards, both in Canada and in the U.S. For all her work, including two Blues Music Awards this year, one for Traditional Blues Album and also for Best Traditional Blues Female Artist. So she's going to be really good, and she's been touring heavily on her new album, Pinky's Blues, which came out late last year. So I think that'll be a great show to cap things off on Saturday evening.
Absolutely. And the full music lineup can be found online, WaukeshaBluesFestival.com. I was looking at the website here. There's also an art show at the Blues Fest. Talk about that.
Sure. Yeah, we do have that's been a part of the festival ever since the first year, and it's a lot of local area with Waukesha County artists that make up the festival, but there's a few others that come in new each year, and so it's a whole variety of things from photography to sculpture to paintings, and you can check it out in between musical acts, something to take a look at, and also much of the works are for sale too, and so we just try to mix it up, so we've got a little of all different forms of art at the festival, but the music's the big focus, as you can imagine. So yeah,
and you can go to WaukeshaBluesFestival.com. You can get your tickets. Looks like there's a buy ticket link right on the front page. It's happening August 12th and 13th. That's and the park. Tell me the park again. The name. I'm having trouble putting that together in my brain, connected with my tongue.
Nagawaki Park, and it's on Highway 83, just a half mile north of I-94, out in the Delafield Heartland area. So, yeah.
I'm sure it'll
be. A great lineup of bands. I do just want to mention a couple others. We've got the Altered Five Blues Band there, ahead of Sue Foley on Saturday night. And those guys have just been really, really kicking it up all across the country and even across Europe. They've been touring around and really gotten some attention, and they're not just the local guys anymore, but they were so glad to come back and play this event again, and so we're gonna welcome them home in style. That should be really fun. And then we've got an opener on Friday night just ahead of Duke Robillard, Sean Holt and the Teardrops, he's got some real history. His dad was Magic Slim, so it was Magic Slim and the Teardrops out of Chicago for many, many years, and I think it was about 35 years he was together, and his dad passed away, and Sean Holt, who is his son, took over the band, and so that's going to be some real good traditional Chicago blues, and that should be a great opener for Duke Robillard on Friday night as well. And a lot of good bands. You mentioned Stephen Hull. Unfortunately, he's not going to be able to be there. He had ended up with a conflict, and so we have the Blues Disciples in filling that slot on Saturday, and that'll be a real good one too. So we've got a lot of good bands, including the Madison Favorites. There are one of the many Madison Favorites, Blues Dog Bird Dog Blues Band with Mel Ford playing with them. Yeah, so it should be great. Yeah.
Mel Ford has been around forever. He's done so much music, so much blues.
Yeah, so it should be a great show. Lots of good bands, and now's the time to get your tickets because they're still on discounted advance pricing right up through Thursday, August 11th, and then you can still get them at the gate or online at the weekend prices too, it's a pretty good deal for your money. I think you'll find right now one day tickets are just $25 or $40 for both days. So it's a pretty good deal. Or you can buy some right up front reserve seats if people are interested in that. And that's pretty good price as well. You can find all that information at our website, WaukeshaBluesFest.com.
WaukeshaBluesFest.com. You can get your tickets right there. The Blues Fest is happening August 12th and 13th. Bob, thank you so much for coming on, telling us about the event. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. All right.
Let's play some music that's going to be happening at the Blues Fest there in Waukesha. It's our Altered Five Blues Fan, and you've got to earn it on Max Inc. Radio.
listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Got a case going out. I'm gonna tell you about it now. Tell me who. Tell me who. Tell me who, baby. Been sitting on my porch all day. Tell me who. Tell me who. Tell me who, baby. Been sitting on my porch all day. When I'm gone. When I'm gone. And they wanna holler, baby. And they wanna holler. In your chicken wire, baby.
Well, I'm gone, baby. Well, I'm gone, baby. Chicken wire, baby.
Zinc Radio, we are local music. That's Steez and Last Night, their latest single. And they're going to be playing at, where's it at here? The Summer Jam 2022 free concert series at the Majestic Theater here in Madison. That's on August 11th. Steez is a great band. And we saw them, didn't they play Atwood Fest years and years ago, Rocker?
No, no.
Okay.
No, they didn't, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Maybe it was the Union Terrace. I don't know.
Yes, the Terrace sounds about right.
Yeah. Before that, Paul Flipowitz, he is currently playing at the Red Rooster with Josh Hoyer. Missed the show? No problem. You can go see him next week. August 13th, also at the Red Rooster. Rocker, next week on the Max Inc. Radio, we got a couple guests coming in. Todd Osborne from the Mamas will be talking more about the Mamas finalist announcement party happening the following Sunday at Club Liquid. Plus, November Criminals. Keith is coming to the studio.
Keith is coming in?
I believe Keith is coming in.
Wow.
I hope he brings his accordion.
That'd be fun.
I was talking to him possibly playing live, but it would be kind of hard because, you know, we had challenges with live music sometimes. But polka, kind of heavy, punkish polka is November Criminals. And they're playing Eakin Park Fest.
That's right. That's coming up August 20th.
That's right. And that's going to be a Sexy Esther's playing at Eakin Park Fest. This could be their first show in a long time. Super excited to see Sexy Esther at Eakin Park. Dude, are you going to go? I mean, that's right on the north side here.
Yeah, it's right around the corner from my house. I know. Of course.
I've already got it etched in my calendar. I really hope to stop by. That is a Saturday. We're going to be on the air that night, too. So maybe we'll get Rob Roberts to come down here, and you and I can go to the Eakin Park Fest.
Well, I don't know about that one, Jimmy.
All right. Hey, stick around. Rocker is coming up next. It's the Max Inc. Heavy part of Max Inc. Radio. Local, independent music, original music, but the heavier side. A little hard rock, a little bit of metal, a little bit of punk, and that's all coming your way next. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.